out and make something out of nothing. Did it on that play.
Down to the Hamilton 50-yard line. Hauser on the tackle, the former Stampeder. Vernon Adams standing in the gun. Antwi now in the backfield as the back. Snap back to Adams. He dumps it off in the left flat, and the Ticat knew that was coming. Dozier was all over Begelton, probably because he saw that play 150 times in practice. He knew it was coming. So
well, they blitzed everyone. They came with the halfbacks. They came with all three linebackers. They were just going all out, the Ticats, that is, on that play. And what you're doing, if you're blitzing and you're assigned a back and the back's all leaks out, you get off your blitz and run right to your back. So good job by the linebacker to do exactly that and throw the Stamps back for a five-yard loss.
4:59 remaining in the quarter, 25-10. Stampeders over the Cats. We're in the third quarter. Stampeders second down and 15 out of that play. Vernon Adams takes the snap. Adams standing in the pocket. Nobody open. He scrambles. He will run. Line of scrimmage at the 50, 45, at the 40, down the sideline. Steps into touch at the 36-yard line. And once again, the legs of Vernon Adams bail the Stampeders.
Holy cow, yeah, they just man-to-man coverage. Vernon knew it. He saw they were up bump and running. So if you got man-to-man and you can find a little seam and you can get up there, nobody's going to stop you because the defensive backs are all running with their men down the field with their back to Vernon Adams. And he saw that, took off, ran up the field. Again, Stamps pulling a rabbit out of the hat. Second and long for about the fourth time. Second time or every single time they're getting Vernon Adams to pull a rabbit out of his hat.
They're 19 of 24 in second down to first. Make that 13 of 19. They're doing really well. From the 36-yard line, Stampeders load up that line of scrimmage. And they'll go on the ground. Handoff left side. Bulldozing, pushing ahead. Calgary Stampeders get several yards on the play as Mills continues to chew up yards. He falls to the ground at the 30.
Well, they're doing, and they've done around a couple times. They run quads to the wide side. Quads means four wide receivers. So that brings the halfback over, and then they run back to the weak side with no halfback to kind of fill in the hole. And if you can get a hat on hat, you got some pretty good yardage. Another good first down carry for 6-7 yards.
Mills, 13 carries, 68 yards. He has two touchdowns for the Stampeders. Adams in the gun, second down and 5. Cats show 4 on the line of scrimmage, and as the ball is snapped, flags fly, and we have a stoppage of play.
Yeah, the back judge threw the flag, so that means procedure. We have the tackle pop out of the stance. I think that's probably Josh Coker again.
Procedure, Calgary, number 54. 5-yard penalty, it remains second down.
Stampeders and Philpott and Barnes in, extra receivers here. Second down and 9, 3:45 remaining. Barnes and Philpott go to the wide right side. Reggie Begelton joins them that way. Shadows beginning to creep onto the field of play now. Adams in the gun. Adams. Draw. The ball taken by Mills out of the backfield. At the 30, at the 25, before he is upended. And he is knocked down by Peters, the corner. But he found the hole and pulled it for a first down.
A good block by Bryce Bell. If a draw, your job is to let your guy over top you kind of just get upfield. And you go right to the middle linebacker. They call him the Mac. You block, and we had good blocking by the wideouts. And you get good blocking upfield in the middle of the field on a draw, you're going to get some good yardage.
And Peters are marching downfield. They're now at the Hamilton 25-yard line. 2:58 remaining in the quarter. 25-12 Stampeders. We're in the third quarter. Rhymes comes to the line of scrimmage to help block. Blitz is on. Give to Mills. He runs left. Cuts it upfield. Gets a yard or two. Spins forward and is put on the ground by Katsitonis to safety. Let's make that about a 5-yard gain. Second and 5.
Well, that was all Mills because there wasn't much there. And the Ticats did a good job of stretching that out, but Mills decided to plant the foot, get upfield, and that's what you got to do. He's such a powerful, strong runner, Mark, so a good running by Mills. He's doing a good job tonight.
Bill bought in as an extra receiver, second down at the Hamilton 21-yard line. 6 yards to go. Stampeders leading 25-10. Bryce Bell didn't do much during training camp, but he's all back and healthy now. He's over the ball. Adams is the quarterback. Receivers in motion to the line. Adams back. Looks left. Throws left. And that's incomplete. There seemed to be mix-up between him and Rhymes, the quarterback. And Vernon jumps up and down a bit in frustration.
Yeah, Vernon's very frustrated right now, taking his helmet off, going, putting his helmet aside. That, I think he thought it was going to be a stop route, but
it was Jones, actually.
The Ticats, again, coming with the all-out blitz. Brent Monson really using the blitz. 50% of the plays have been blitzes by the Ticats. Still, it was a very good drive, Mark. Got the ball down the field. They had lots of second and longs where they got themselves out of it. I'll have to see what the end of the drive was, but it was a key. They come out with 3 points here at the end of this quarter. This is pretty good.
So we have a 29-yard field goal for Rene Paredes. Into the win. Ball is down. He steps into it and pounds it through the uprights with the 30, extending the score. You're listening to live third quarter football action on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge. The score, Calgary 28 and Hamilton 10.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. 4 games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the 4 games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Getting a down payment together can be so hard.
Shane Homes will match your down payment with a price reduction up to 10% off the price of your new home. Whether you're buying your first home or upgrading, there's never been a better time. Only 5 homes per community qualify monthly, so act fast. Offer ends August 31st. Shane Homes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes. Conditions apply. See area manager for details.
Other guys pretend we deliver the goods. We're the official radio voice of the Calgary Stampeders. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Celebrating 80 years of Stampeder football. To date, the Stampeders giving their fans a bit of a present. They have the lead at 28-10, 1:42 remaining in the third quarter of this ball game. The Cats break the huddle. After the Rene Paredes field goal, they'll scrimmage at the 40-yard line. Levi Mitchell leading the team. Shamar Bridges, East Rookie of the Year, splits left. Mitchell in his count takes the ball. Looks to swing the ball, then throws a long out to the far side. Ball is caught. Trying to make it upfield is White. Gets the midfield marker, but right there is Adrian Green, and that's enough for the first down.
Well, they ran the tailback Bell in motion and fake a swing route, and hopefully the Stamps thought the Stamps would come up, and then they wanted to go deep, but Bo Levi did a good job of reading. He just threw it to the intermediate guy to pick up the first down. Good read by Bo Levi Mitchell.
At the midfield marker, that's where the Ticats are, trailing 28-10. Mitchell again to the air. Leads the coverage, floats a pass downfield, near side. Bridges tried to come back, but it hit the turf. It's incomplete.
He was hit just as he threw the ball.
Okay. Alberta Ford dealer Stampeder football on your station. QR Calgary, second down. Cats, 101 to play in the quarter.
That's good pressure up the middle, I believe. That was our defensive lineman, Miles Brown, so good job to make that wayward pass.
Second down.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Tiger Cats flank 5 receivers out. Shamar Bridges goes right. O'Leary Orange inside the slot this way. Mitchell again with the ball. Looks left, throws left down the far sidelines. That ball is caught and falling forward, making the catch. Keandre Smith down to the 30-yard line. Nice play, but also a marker on the field.
I don't know what is offside on one of the teams, but I think it's going to come back, Mark. I think it's going to be one of the wide receivers. That's what my eye saw. It looked to me like one of the wide receivers.
Well, that's unfortunate. It was a really nice catch.
Dave Dickinson now talking to the side judge. He's obviously going to take the ball back. But, yeah, that's infuriating if you're a coach. If you have a wide receiver go offside after a good play like that, doesn't have to happen.
Offside, Hamilton, number 4, 5-yard penalty.
Exactly what
we'll
happened.
Repeat second down.
Stampeder's rotating on the defensive line. Hicks and Ormolad out there. Fox out there. Justin Sambu, that's the group. He's in the middle at the linebacker spot. I think he's been very good today. Ticats second and 15 from their 50-yard line. Mitchell retreats. Mitchell scrambling to his left. Throws on the run. Flipping it deep. In double coverage. Olwer throws. Trying to line up. Lawler down at the 10-yard line. It's incomplete.
Yeah, good job by Gamebar corner. That was defensive back. I believe that was Andrian Green once again. So he's playing a pretty good game out there in that corner position.
Yep. Webb helped him as well. So Brooks is going to return. This will be the last punt by Constantinou with the wind.
Nick Constantinou back to punt.
Awaiting the snap. Left foot kicker. It's kicked way up there. Brooks is going to watch a bounce over his head. It bounces at the 5, bounces into the end zone, and rolls out the dead ball line, so a single point for the Tiger Cats. All right, it's Calgary 28, Hamilton 11. We'll be back in a minute with more third quarter action on Stampeder Football. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
In times of crisis, Canadians support each other. The state of the advertising landscape in Canada is an emergency. Canada's ad market is increasingly dominated by billionaire-owned foreign tech companies. Instead of supporting Canadian jobs, communities, and local business, they spread misinformation, hate, and political interference. Let's keep ad dollars at home on radio and TV stations, websites, streaming, and news services that are Canadian-owned. It's time to buy Canadian. A message from QR Calgary.
This is Micah Tights, number 42. Now back to Stampeder's football on QR Calgary.
As we've got just seconds to play in this quarter, really glad you're with us on QR Calgary. Beautiful sun-splashed afternoon. Stampeder's season and home opener. And we'll have one more play in this quarter and take a timeout. Celebrating some great moments in Stampeder's history. Number one, most memorable moment. I got a few. Wasn't asked, but we'll see. Should be fun. They've got a lot of things on the scoreboard saluting the team's history. 80th anniversary. Lots of iconic things. When did that horse start, anyway? It's cool. It's the neatest ceremony around. I don't even know what it is. I should ask.
Well,
that's all I know. I only know it. So
ever since I've been involved in Stampeder's, it's been part of it.
Yeah,
so.
I've seen a lot of games. So. All right, Stampeder, 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Vernon Adams is the quarterback. Bills has been terrific. He's to the right of the quarterback. Play clock continues to tick away. Adams takes the ball, steps up in the pocket. He's on the run. He throws deep downfield, looking for a man. Got the ball at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Big, big catch. Pulled in by Clint Barnes to win the third quarter. Stampeders are deep in Hamilton territory. What a catch and what a throw.
Yeah, what a catch, what a throw. But what a game. Great play by Vernon Adams to step in. The Ticats coming on the blitz, and they're starting to get burned by the blitz. That time Vernon Adams steps in. He was kind of tugged just as he threw the ball, but he saw no safety. Throw it down the middle. Barnes, fingertip catch. That corner was on the outside. Nobody to help him. Excellent throw, excellent catch.
Stampeder's 28, Hamilton 11. In 2 minutes, we're back into fourth quarter play-by-play action. Get the iHeartRadio app to listen to our football broadcast or tune in on your smart speaker.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. You know, Alberta's a special place. From the Rockies to the Plains, it's a land of hard work and big dreams. If you're going to tackle it all, you need a truck that can keep up. That's why I can't say enough about my Ford F-150. It's more than a truck. It's a partner. Rugged toughness, serious capability, and smart features that make your life easier, like available Pro Power onboard. The Ford F-150. Get yours today at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PB sent you.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Every hit, every tackle, every touchdown. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Sam Peters 28, Ticats 11, a 65-yard pass and run. Vernon Adams to Clark Barnes advances the ball to the Ticat 5-yard line. Here we go from the South Point Toyota Billy Powers broadcast booth at McMahon Stadium. This is fourth quarter action and... get to the stats in a moment. Greg, is they're about to signal time in, and Stampeders win here. They've got a lot of breathing room, don't they?
This could be a turning point. That last play, I just wrote it down so far, because the hole could be too big after this if the Stampeders score.
Adams in the gun. Crouching behind him is Mills, who shifts to the right. Adams. Gives. Mills out of the hole. Goes up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Stampeders. His third of the ball game.
Well, it's turning into a real big lead here now. This is one good-looking football game for the Stampeders. Their offense have been on fire. You know what? I'm beginning to think the philosophy with the Cats to attack Vernon Adams with blitz is starting to hurt him. Sometimes maybe you just rush three and let Vernon Adams try to throw one in there, because he has bought himself some time, scrambled from pressure, made plays out of nothing, and it's just burning the Cats right now.
Well, we'll get to the stats story in a moment. The Stampeders are in charge at 34-11. Lassine on to hold for Rennie Paredes, who will now kick with the win. He steps into that, and that makes it 35-11. Greg, how about some numbers through three quarters?
Through three quarters, Mark, first downs, Ticats only 10 first downs. Stampeders 24. Net offense for the Ticats, 158. Check this out, 419. They're going to hit possibly 500 yards offense. Offensive plays, 52 plays to 35 to the Cats. That's a lot of football plays in the passing yardage. Vernon Adams good with 294 yards. Passing yards for Bull Levi Mitchell, only 130. Two turnovers by the Stampeders, one turnover by Hamilton, but the stats certainly are in the favor of the Calgary Stampeder offense.
Three touchdowns on the ground by Dedrick Mills, and besides those short runs, he's had a tremendous amount of success. As the Stampeders are racking up lead right now.
Dietrich's had 15 carries for 89 yards, got three touchdowns, so played himself a very good game. He's well rested. You can just tell, Mark, they didn't use him much in preseason. Played other guys. They competed. Mills kept his spot, but Antoine's also come in and run very well, so this offense is clicking right now.
It is. Yep, they had to sort out who was behind Mills. His job, I think, was very, very secure. Paredes ready to kick off. Cats have two returners deep. Augustine and Wooden. That ball is kicked off by Paredes. Caught by Wooden at the 5-yard line. Straight ahead. 10 at the 20, at the 25. Bounces off a tackle. Has room. 35 at the 40. In the open field. 50. Midfield. He's behind everyone. Calgary 40. Calgary 30. Calgary 20. 10. 5. Touchdown. Hamilton.
Well, they just didn't wrap. They had him tied up around the 25-yard line. Someone just hit him. Another guy went for his legs and couldn't get him. And Ticats kept himself in the game with that big run.
They sure did.
That could have been game over. It was 35-11. All of a sudden, just sloppy tackle and a hole up the... didn't want that. You got to wrap. You got to wrap around, and you can't just go down there and try and lunge your body into him. It ain't going to work on a good returner like that.
So a huge return, and that gives Hamilton some life.
Cats will try the extra point here. Kind of quieted the crowd. Leggio on for the extra point. And kicks that extra point through. All right, the score is the Calgary Stampeders 35, Hamilton 18. Let's get things going with our play-by-play fourth quarter action on Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. They're proud sponsors of Calgary Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
New look, new location, the same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary, 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
Thanks for listening. This is Renat Paredes, kicker for the Calgary Stampeders. Now back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
And now back to getting the ball. The Stampeders will receive the kick. They lead 35-18, but the Cats just busted off a 105-yard kickoff return. So there is life. They badly, badly needed something like that. It may provide a spark. I don't know.
If that hadn't happened, I'm quite sure that was the turning point, that last, that big play by Barnes. But yeah, Cats right back in it with that big kickoff return.
Rookie Ludovic Choquette is deep along with Brooks. Yeah, ball is kicked off end over end. Backpedaling is Brooks. Catch at the 13, far side. Straight ahead, 20. Cuts it outside at the 30. At the 35, flag in the air. He's tackled at roughly the 33-yard line as the rookie Varasek brings him down. We'll get that flag.
It's going to be a clip or a hold on the...
During their turn, holding. Calgary, number 47. It's a 10-yard penalty. First down.
George Adoko, a backup lineman from Calgary. By the way, when the game is done, no need to rush off. Be part of the team at Stamps House. Players, music, Stamp fans, and so much more. Stamps House after every Stamps home game.
Hey, George Adoko, another St. Francis grad from Calgary. It's always good to see those Calgary kids playing for the Stampeders. But Stamps have a lot of defensive linemen on the roster. Well, number one, it's good because the D-line, about this time of the game, they need that rotation. But they also got guys like Adoko who can play special teams. A lot of times you don't have big guys that are good at special teams, but we got some good, pretty athletic defensive linemen.
Yeah, they dressed nine in this game, so they do have a lot of flexibility in what they could do. They'll scrimmage at the 14, their own 14, moving left to right to the scoreboard end. As we're early in the fourth quarter, Stamps 35-18 for the Cats. Atwee's in the backfield, and he'll get the call. Squeezes through a hole left side, but the Cats quickly close it. Wilson, the linebacker, brings him down, along with Brandon Dozier, maybe a 3-yard gain, second and 7.
Well, you just want Atwee. He kind of runs, and he's very up high, which a lot of times you don't like to see, but he just kind of is patient, and he waits till he sees an opening and then kind of dashes through it. He's got really good vision. Runs very high, but got very good ability to hit the open seam.
Stampeders scrimmage at the 16-yard line, second down and 8 yards to go. Receivers in motion to the line. Jones lines up on the line of scrimmage. Back is Adams, dancing in the pocket. Throws that ball incomplete and almost intercepted
by
a dropping linebacker. He was trying to find...
That was a dropping defensive lineman. Yep. What they did is they rushed the linebacker and they dropped the two linemen. That really kind of confused Vernon. And you got a big 92 out there. Probably a good thing he was out there because he wasn't a very athletic guy and he couldn't get to the ball. Very creative defense that time by Brent Watson.
So that'll send on the punt unit.
a little momentum here for the Cats, so Stampeder's got to pick it up.
Seen averaging 58.7 yards a kick, and he pounds this one deep downfield. Cats will catch at the 40-yard line. Wooden straight ahead at the 45, and he is submarined and goes flying. I think it was on Yecker, or was that Ben LaBrosse downfield? Regardless, they knock him down, and that's where the Cats will scrimmage. The score, the Calgary Stampeders, 35, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, 18. You're listening to your Alberta Fort Dealer Stampeder football on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR, well, the ball and 107.3 The Edge.
Holding.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. Four games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the four games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days. On now.
QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over three decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And we are so glad you're with us on the opener of 2025. The Stampeders are leading 35-18. We played 2:26 in the fourth quarter. Make sure you join Jock and Greg after the game for the fifth quarter call-in show. Remember, the Stampeders last year, I get it, were winless in their last five home games, so this is important to establish something at home and reverse that trend. Bo Levi Mitchell is the quarterback. Stampeders show a four-man front. Cats from their 30-yard line. Mitchell has the ball. He'll have to pass. He dances in the pocket, comes to the line of scrimmage, and then just throws it away to the far side. But they're going to throw a couple of flags. They say that Moncrief held the receiver.
Well, he didn't look back, Mark. He was doing the right thing. Don't let Bo Levi Mitchell run the ball. And he was kind of hanging back. And then Bo, as he dances
pass
down the sidelines.
Calgary, number six. It's a 10-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
Yeah. He tried to just push it forward to his back, and Moncrief went running to it. And all he had to do was look back, but he kind of just got his hands up in his face. And definitely a call and break for the Ticats.
Seven penalty, 65 yards for the Stampeders. As Bo Levi Mitchell leads the charge, first and 10 at the 40-yard line. Hamilton's own Keandre Smith goes left. Bridges and O'Leary Orange with him to this side. Referees are over talking to Scott Milanovic on the far side. I'm not quite sure. And now the officials are having a conference.
Well, this is a key drive here right now, Mark. If the Ticats take it down and score, they're back in this game after getting dominated almost most of the game. So this is key. The Stampeders stop. And for the Ticats, if they don't get this drive going, they're
time
in for a big one.
Time to set the clock to 12 minutes, 19 seconds.
Okay. 8 timing correction.
Justin McInnes, longtime referee in the CFL, very good referee.
49 referees are on the CFL roster this year. Four receivers right, they start in motion to the line. Mitchell, low snap, it's on the ground. He picks it up and throws up a wounded duck. Caught by O'Leary Orange at the 40, gets up to the 43-yard line. That was anything but scripted. Markel Lee on the tackle.
Yeah, that wasn't how you draw it up in the playbook. Bully, the ball was just shuffling around the ball down the ground. He picks it up, and then he just kind of floated in the air. He was lucky a guy was right there for the Ticats to pick it up, and they end up picking 4 yards up.
Moncrief, Lee, and Roberts, the linebackers for the Stampeder. Second and seven at the 43. Mitchell throws to the far side. That's caught, then hurtling out of bounds, launching himself.
Well, they just had
that was Bell, the lineman. See where they spot it, if it's enough for a first down.
It's going to be a little bit short, but good read. Bull Levi Mitchell has seen that many times in his career where you have a curl and you have a flat. You just read one guy. If he stays in the curl, you throw it in the flat. That's what happened there, and he picked up almost a first down.
So the Tiger catching this short yardage plate. They're going to keep Bo Levi Mitchell in. Third down and one. He's in the gun.
Well, they got a guy underneath the center. They had a pretty creative play. They put a guy, big guy. I think that was Litre. He was he was coming across, Mark. He was coming across the formation. Bo Levi's in a shotgun, and all of a sudden he lines up at center, and they snap him the ball.
Well, a little razzle-dazzle extends the drive.
Pretty good play.
Yeah, they just gave it. Bo Levi lined up in the gun, but they snapped it directly to Andre Litre. They're across midfield on Calgary territory, the 53-yard line. Mitchell is back again. He throws, and that is low, trying to set up O'Leary Orange. Not a good ball, second and 10.
Well, that's the critique of you can always have a Bo Levi. He'll rush his throws if he feels pressure. He doesn't like to get hit, Mark, and so that's just, you got to buy another second so your guy at least has a chance to make his break, but he just threw that away right away, and he threw it low, and just not a good play by a quarterback. He should wait a little bit. You might have to take the hit, but Bo Levi doesn't like to do that.
Catch 3 of 14, second down conversion. Second down and 10 at the Stampeder, 53-yard line. Stamp 4 up on the line. Bo Levi Mitchell is checking off at the line. Retreats in the gun. Mitchell takes the snap. In his drop, standing up, throwing downfield, a long curl off his feet, pulls it in. Nice grab by Lawler at the 31-yard line, and the Tiger Cats move the chains, 31 of Calgary.
Well, that was an excellent throw by Bo. So he had a bad throw, and that was a good throw. Deep, deep, deep kind of comeback or deep, deep curl, and he threw that on a dime. Lawler had to go up and make the catch, well-run route, and so Tiger Cats on the march here. And as I said, this is a key drive.
They're at that Stampeder 31-yard line. Smith, White, O'Leary, Orange, and Sherman Bridges go left as Mitchell will go to the air. Throws across the net. That is caught by White. He's at the 25, and the Stampeders rally to bring him down. Several Stampeders over. Micah Tights, Roberts was there, and it's a gain of about 6, second and 4.
Yeah, a little crossing route. They call that the over-under. They have a guy go over and a guy kind of from one side of the formation run all the way across, and Bo Levi just dumps it over the middle, tries to hit him while he's going full tilt and outrun the linebacker. Pretty good first down play of 6 yards. More like 7 or 8.
They got a stop here. Yeah, second and 3 at the 24-yard line. Receivers in most of the line. 4-man Calgary pressure. Mitchell is back, throwing a post corner down by the 10-yard line, by the 5, actually. Too high for White, and it sails out of bounds.
Yeah, pretty good coverage that time. Our DBs have played pretty good in the coverage, Mark. You know, they're always going to get some completions, but they haven't been burnt deep. And I thought so far, still got 9 minutes left in this game, our defensive backs have played a pretty good game.
It's third down, and I think the Cats are going for it.
They are.
Third and 3.
Well,
they're down by 17, so we might as well.
I talked about how important this drive is, and I think the Cats think the same thing. They got to score here to be in this game.
Third down and 3. Bell is a single back. Let's see how they line things up. White splits wide left. Crowd roars, trying to distract Mitchell. Mitchell takes the snap. Stamps drop 8. Throw downfield. That's caught on a seam route at the 15-yard line. Then knocked down right away as they find their go-to guy, Lawler. The corner, Richardson, over to bring him down, and it's a first down. The chains move.
Well, they do lots of pre-snap formation. Lawler looked like he was going to... he was just the one side on the right. He just did a stop route, but they had other guys all running all over the place, confused the defensive backs a little bit in the Stampeders.
New set of downs. They're at the Stampeder 15-yard line. The Tiger Cats are Bo Levi Mitchell all the way at quarterback for Hamilton. Snap back to Mitchell. He throws left. That ball is caught near the 5-yard line. Spun around. O'Leary Orange. He goes down. Gain is about 8 or 9. Moncrief on the tackle.
Just quick passes. That's all they're doing right now. Bo Levi just a lot of stop routes, little slants, and he's just finding it, that 14 years experience, find the open guy and just throw it to him right away on a quick 3-step drop.
Second and 1 at the 6-yard line. Levi Mitchell directing the attack. Bell to his left in the backfield. Bell gets the call, bounces off a tackle, slips and falls. He gets to the five.
I think Stamps got the ball.
Did he fumble the ball?
I think he fumbled the ball. That would be a huge break.
Hang on, they're going to sort it out. The officials are trying to sort it out. He's short of the first down, regardless.
Well, he was hit. There was a read pass option by Bo Levi Mitchell, and he gave the ball this time, which he usually doesn't. And just as he was handing the ball off, the guy was popped. I don't know. I thought he fumbled the ball, but
he was between, he being Bell, between our location and the ball, but referees are talking about it.
Well, a little read pass option kind of went down, and I thought it was a fumble.
They say he was
the
down first.
The field is that the ball carry was down with contact at the 7-yard line. It'd be third down.
Okay. Well, the Cats are again going to go for it. Third and two on the 7. 7:55 remaining. It's 35-18.
Time
Stamp
to please
here.
Reset the clock to 8 minutes and 1 second.
Okay.
8 minutes and 1 second.
Well, a big challenge thrown to the Stampeder defense here. This could be a huge turning point, a swing of momentum in this game.
Well, right now, Dave Dickinson is screaming at the ref, or I don't know what he's doing, but very animated about something going on. I think he's saying that the guy's knee wasn't down. That's what he's so mad at.
Yeah, but really,
and the other coaches are screaming at him, too.
Here we go. Bo Levi Mitchell, third and two from the 7-yard line. Mitchell takes a snap, give it to Bell, left side of the line. He has the first down.
I don't think so.
Lee brought him down.
I don't think he got it. That was a huge defensive play. Read pass option once again by Bo Levi. And you know that Bo likes to pass the ball, but in a running situation when you only need two yards, he's not a big run threat, so he's going to give it most of the time. He gave it just a great defensive stance.
A big one for the Stampeders. Timeout on the field. Stamps 35, Ticats 18. You're listening to fourth quarter Stampeder football action. This is Stampeder football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances.
Go, Stamps, go!
See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Getting a down payment together can be so hard.
Shane Homes will match your down payment with a price reduction up to 10% off the price of your new home. Whether you're buying your first home or upgrading, there's never been a better time. Only 5 homes per community qualify monthly, so act fast. Offer ends August 31st. Shane Homes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes. Conditions apply. See area manager for details.
Hey folks, Paul Brandt here. Around these parts, we work hard, play hard, and we demand the best. Sometimes you need a truck that's a cut above. The Ford Super Duty. Tough enough for any job with the style and luxury you deserve. It's as powerful as it is refined, with cutting-edge features that make every drive a pleasure. In short, this ain't your everyday pickup. The Ford Super Duty. Drive the finest truck Alberta has to offer today at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PV sent you.
This is Kalon Thomas, number 77. Thanks for listening, Go Stamps.
Stampeders turnover on downs, takeover on the 6. They hold a 35-18 lead. A nice stop on the play. Roberts and Lee combined to slow the forward progress. And the Stampeders on the move. In the game, 3 touchdowns, by the way. For Dedrick Mills. That's the 18th time it's been done in team history. The last time was Jerome Messam back in 2017. Big day. But Stampeders are in a great spot, but not out of the woods just yet. Mills comes across the goal line, lines up to the left of the quarterback, Vernon Adams. And he will get the call, runs inside. Cats wrap him up really quickly, though. Not much there.
Trying to just keep it safe underneath the shadows of your own goalposts, literally. So Stampeders are probably going to try and put it up here, but got the goalpost. You're in the gun, and Vernon Adams is standing right under the goalpost. Kind of an uncomfortable feeling, and you don't want to be doing a turnover now.
No, it's second down and 8. Stampeders, 7:04 remaining in the ball game. Stampeders had an 18-9 lead at the half, and now have a 35-18 lead here. They fan out of the huddle. Clark Barnes had a big catch, 65 yards. He splits left. Adams is back with the ball, dancing in the end zone. He's caught and sacked for a safety.
That's not what you want. Yep. And they came with the blitz again, but this time they got pressure up the middle from their defensive tackles as our one tackle went out to get the blitzing linebacker. So not only are they going to get the ball, but they're going to give him 2 points. So big play by the Cats.
Yeah, it was Hendricks shot up there, defensive lineman. So he's caught in the end zone for a safety. 35-20.
But Vernon did the right thing. He, you know, maybe try and make too much happen, and you scramble with the you get wrapped up. You just go down because you do not want to fumble the ball in that area.
Yeah.
Ruling on the field is a safety. Calgary's going to kick off.
Well, I dare say momentum is shifting to the Cats' side of the field right now.
Yeah, time's going to be a big thing. They need two full scores, 35-20, so Stampeder's got to just buckle it up a little bit. They've really outplayed them, but...
But it is 35-20. There is 6:43, which, if you use the clock right, is an eternity in the CFL. And Bo Levi Mitchell, 14 years in the league, knows how to work the clock.
Oh, should get a pretty good kickoff here. They're kicking with the wind.
Mm-hmm. Ready, Paredes puts the ball down at the 20-yard line.
But this little Isaiah Wooden, he's 5'7", 176 pounds, the rookie out of Southern Utah. He's got some real quick feet, so you got to be really scared with him. Quick guy, one of the faster guys. He runs like a 4.3 40.
Ernie Paredes tees it up. Augustine is deep along with Wooden. Yeah, Isaiah Wooden. They stand inside the 20. And the ball slipped off the tee.
Number 27, Johnny Augustine. Number 11, Isaiah Wooden.
Well, and the problem when you kick off after a safety, you're kicking off from the 20.
Yep. So you give up points and some field position. Paredes with the win, a line drive kick over the head of Augustine. He picks it up at the 10-yard line. Wedge forms, comes near side at the 20, at the 30, cuts middle of the field where he's tackled at about the 35-yard line. That's where he's brought down as several Stampeders bring him down on the play, including Godfrey Onyeka, but they made something out of that. Let's hear from Dave McIver. And Dave, how are things on the sidelines with momentum shifting a bit?
Well, things are a little bit more tense down here than they were after that last touchdown by the Calgary Stampeders, Mark. But, hey, this is a team that needs to find its way right now, and they're going to try to do that on defense.
First down and 10 at the 35-yard line. Bo Levi Mitchell leading the way. Mitchell takes the snap, looking near side, pitches, finds Lawler, catches at the 45-yard line, falls ahead for the first down.
Well, they're just doing simple patterns, Mark, curling out and curling flat, and Bo Levi Mitchell uses 14 years experience and just read the defense, and they're just kind of chipping away the ball down the field in the Stampeders. They might want to try something else and buckle down a little bit with some man-to-man.
Bo Levi, 22 of 32. They'll scrimmage from the 46-yard line as Bo Levi Mitchell takes the ball. Deep in his pocket, throws the long out to the far side. Ball caught on the far side. Moncrief is over to bring down Shamar Bridges. It's a long pass for about 5 yards.
Yeah, that's the hole in the defense, a three-deep defense, and you just leave that part of the field wide open. Bo saw that right away and just threw it out there. You just hustle to the ball and try and get there, limit the gain.
Second and five. Hamilton at their 52-yard line. They're down by 15. Mitchell again takes the ball. A flag is thrown and the play is stopped.
Well, we had, looked like Bordner, their left tackle, popped offside. So a break
procedure
for the Stamps.
Hamilton, number 53. 5-yard penalty. It remains second down.
He has 2 master's degrees at Bordner.
In what?
Finance.
He's probably going to be
rich.
Rich. Exactly. After his CFL
After his career.
Yeah.
At the 46-yard line, second down and 10, 5:30, and the clock runs. Remain to be played. 3 receivers to the wide side of the field. Bo Levi Mitchell, the quarterback. Stampeders send 4. Long out near side. Smith catches in front of the Calgary bench. Runs down the sidelines across midfield. Steps out at the Stamp 51-yard line, but that's enough to advance the chains.
Well, again, that's the weakness in the zone, and Bo Levi, he's really doing a good job. He's just picking it up right away, and he's making his reads pretty quick and throwing it out there. Clock's going to be the factor now, 5:14 and counting.
Across midfield, Calgary 51-yard line. Cats have a tight end left now. Mitchell checking off. Now retreat, stands in the gun again. Mitchell takes the snap. Back, dancing in the pocket. Comes to the line of scrimmage, flips it downfield, and that is broken up. Very nice play by the rookie Grant to step in front of Lawler and knock it away. A great play by Jaden Grant, who himself does not know a lot about pro sports. This is his first game, but his dad played over 900 in the NBA.
Yeah, his father played 12 years in the NBA. That's just a great play, though. You're into deep, deep coverage, and bully if I step, and you just anticipate. He's throwing that deep curl. You just come in and make the strip of the ball at the right time without getting the PI. Good play by the rookie.
Against a veteran receiver as well. Second down and 10 at the Stampeder, 51-yard line. Snaps out in a classic 4-3. Mitchell takes the snap. Mitchell back, dancing in the pocket, throws deep downfield, and that sailed on him. It's incomplete.
Yeah,
Sheldon Arnold, the halfback of the Stamps, was the only player with a shot at the ball.
Well, Bo Levi doesn't want to get hit, and he starts feeling that pressure, and he's not going to step into the throw, which he didn't do that time. So get the pressure on Bo Levi, and that's when you're going to have a little bit of success. But you don't get any pressure on him, and he can rifle in there as well as anybody.
Third down and 10. Big turning point possible. The Ticats operating 26% third down, second down conversions. Bo Levi Mitchell in the gun. Bridges comes left. Smith outside him. Snap showing a three-man front. They drop nine. Mitchell back. Standing, waiting. Runs to his left. Dumps it off to Keandre Smith in the open field. Breaks one tackle. Gets to the 40-yard line, and that's where he's put down. And that's enough for a first down as Grant made the tackle.
Yeah, you had it. You had it.
Richardson made the tackle.
There's a flag down on the field, and it's usually thrown by the back judge. You're going to be pass interference, but Bo Levi dumped it to his back. All you got to do is come up and make the tackle, and you're going to tackle him short of the first down, but the
legal
tackle
contact
was missed.
Calgary, number nine. Penalty is declined. First down.
Say Damon Webb, the All-Canadian fifth-year player. So the drive is still alive for the Ticats.
They're chipping away. They're at the Stampeder 40-yard line. A veteran from Eastern Washington, Bo Levi Mitchell, directing the Ticats downfield. They're down by 15. Not impossible, but they got to step it up quick. Three receivers left. Again, Mitchell takes the ball, scrambling left to the open side of the field. Change of run to pass, flip it downfield, and badly, I don't know where that was going, but nobody was near it. Incomplete.
Well, Clarence Hicks is furious. He took an inside move on that big tackle, and the tackle
but he was near it. Incomplete.
Well, Clarence Hicks is furious. He took an inside move on that big tackle, and the tackle just grabbed him by the back of the shoulder pads and pulled him down. That was a miss by the referee, and he was quite upset with that. But Bo Levi flushed away from that through a wayward pass because he was going to his left.
Second down at the Stampeder 40-yard line for Bo Levi Mitchell. Canadian Keandre Smith goes right, starts in motion to the line. Linebacker blitz on. Mitchell is back. Mitchell's in trouble. Scrambling left. He will run. 40, 35 at the 30. Slides at the 27-yard line. That about doubled his rushing total he had with the Stampeders in 12 years. Yeah. Nonetheless, it's a first down.
Yeah, he saw it again to his left, and Calgary came on the blitz that time, and they blitzed with their linebacker on the weak side. That opened up a big hole, man-to-man coverage.
Timeout. Hamilton. Timer, please put 3:37 on the clock. 3:37.
One critique I would say with the Stamps, with the defense, is they missed too many tackles. Many times they could have come up and made the tackle on guys and kept them short of the first down. I count about five or six missed tackles.
Well, you mentioned the Stampeders and some young players. They're the third youngest team in the league. So,
and they have to be the youngest secondary and the youngest defense. Yeah. I mean, that's team. But when it comes to their secondary, they got a total of 10 years total experience in the CFL.
Five of those with one guy.
Yeah. So you got a bunch of rookies and first and second year players playing secondary.
Scott Milanovich, head coach of Hamilton, has his tactics lined up. First and 10, Stampeder, 29-yard line. Lawler, the dangerous target. He's in the slot right to the far side. Mitchell takes the ball. Mitchell throws. That's caught at the 25-yard line. Bridges makes the catch, wheels upfield to the 20-yard line, goes down, and that still advances the chains.
Again, he's just dunking the ball short, and we're not making tackles, taking bad angles. That time our defensive player came up, and he kind of just didn't take a good angle. The guy got outside of him. Let them make the catch, but make sure you don't have them have any yak yards.
Cats down to the 19-yard line of the Calgary Stampeders. They're down by 15. Empty backfield. Mitchell to the air. Mitchell standing, waiting, throws underneath, and not sure who was the target or what happened because it was nowhere near Bell out of the backfield.
Well, he was pressured. He was pressured behind from our defensive tackle, and again, Bo doesn't like to get hit. If he thinks he's going to get hit, he's just going to push the ball, throw a bad pass. That time he thought he was going to get hit, and that's exactly what he did.
All right, Bo Levi Mitchell leading the team out from the 19-yard line, second down and 10. They've had a long drive here. Need to strike the end zone quick. Lawler splitting left. Green, the Canadian, watching him on the wide side. Mitchell takes the ball. Mitchell back, throws downfield. That is caught by Lawler at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Hamilton Tiger Cats. Bo Levi Mitchell links up with their big signing, Lawler.
Well, they're just spreading the defense out, always having a guy to run a swing pass or a flat to open up that curl area, and that's what they did. And we got a ball game here, 2:34. It's now up to our offense to kind of move the chains a little bit. That defense right now, they're just tired, Mark. A lot of it is just total exhaustion. Not much pass rush because the defensive line are so tired and defensive backs are tired. So they want to get off the field and regroup a little bit, and going to count on that offense to try and get a drive going.
12-play drive by the Cats.
And by far their best drive of the game.
And is Hamilton going to go for two? They are going for two. 35-26. I get their strategy here. If they connect on this, they can get another touchdown and another two-point convert to force overtime. Mitchell, two-point convert in the gun. Play fake. Throws left down by the goal line. That ball is caught, but he didn't get into the end zone. Nice play by the Stampede. They tried to hit Ante Litre. That was Richardson. Believe him, pushed him back, and we go to timeout. The score, Calgary 35, Hamilton 26. We've arrived at the three-minute warning. This is Stampeder football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
It's your last chance to get in and go at the giant Country Hills Toyota. The Get In and Go event ends June 30th, and your Toyota giant has pulled out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates, as low as 0%, plus up to $2,000 in free accessories with purchase. But you better hurry. The Get In and Go event will soon be gone, only until June 30th at the giant Country Hills Toyota.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Western Financial Group, Canada's insurance broker, a proud partner of the Calgary Stampeders, has been insuring Canadians since 1905. Western's insurance brokers will save you money by bundling your home and car insurance and find you insurance for all your needs, including business. Protect your turf with the right coverage, and you can stay in the game. Visit westernfinancialgroup.ca or call 888-594-3120 to get your free quote.
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play. QR Calgary at 107.3 The Edge.
Hamilton will kick off. Stampeders have their hands a team on. Stampeders lead 35-26, anticipating a short kick from the 30-yard line.
They got to do it because the Ticats got to get two scores in 2:34. So
early overload to the near side. See what they do. Stampeders have some of the big guys on. Some of the ball handlers. They'll kick off from the far hash mark, likely chipping it to the near side.
I'm surprised they don't have one guy back because they can try kicking a deep one and have him run under it.
Here's a kick chip to the near side. It's high in the air. Stampeders Jones has the ball, makes the catch, tackled at the 50-yard line. Flag is thrown as he goes down. So we'll see what that is, but at least the Stampeders secure the ball, the late for the penalty. But all I can say, Greg, is yes, it's nice they have the ball, but they can't get casual about this thing and have a quick
face
two
mask.
And out.
Hamilton, number 89, 15-yard penalty, first down.
Well, this could be good because you're right in field. That was a good play by Joan, but great play by the front line in front of that time Jones, Tevon Jones, because they had to block all those guys and give him a chance to get the ball. And he didn't really jump up and get it at his highest point, kind of let it come down into his pads. Nevertheless, it was he was hit just as he got it, and good play.
Yeah, Peters, 35-26 lead there at the Hamilton 35-yard line. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remain. Bernard Adams takes the ball, lines back, throws near side, but...
Well, that was a busted play.
That was a busted play.
Yeah, they're looking at one another, and nobody knew what was happening. That was just nobody knew who was on. He kind of went to do a read pass option play. Nobody was there, and he stopped and just threw it away.
Second down and 10. Snaps at the 35-yard line.
Not when you want to have confusion. You want to have a good play because, as you said, there's still lots of time.
Jones and big tall Rhymes splitting left for the Calgary Stampeders to the wide side. Rhymes in the slot that way. Linebacker blitz coming. Give to Mills. He runs right, pushes ahead, gets down to the 30-yard line where the Cats throw him to the ground.
No,
Dozier on the tackle and Garbutt, but I think that sets up a field.
Yeah, good tough running by Mills, but you can't get it second and long because you blow your first play. So Stampeders.
Hamilton, timer please put 2 minutes 20 seconds on the clock.
So, on the assumption that Renny Paredes nails this, well, it still is a two-score game. It's just a two-score game now.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but two scores, but it's got to be two touchdowns. Whereas, if he gets it, if he doesn't make it, then a touchdown and a field goal would win it.
Well, it's 9 points, so in theory, they could score a one-point converted touchdown and a field goal, so it's two field. It's two scores.
All right. Well, I'm a lawyer, not a mathematician, so I won't get into all that stuff.
Let's have Randy Paredes kick this one through and solve our issues for us.
Okay, all right.
All right, Paredes is going to tee it up at the 39-yard line and kick this one with the wind. Snap it is down. He strides into the ball, chips it towards the uprights, as he's done hundreds of times before. Splits the uprights, extending the Stampeders' lead to 12 points. Now it's a two-touchdown lead.
Two-touchdown lead, so...
And Hamilton get the ball back.
And they'll get the ball back, and you know what? They Stamps could be content to just have the Ticats do what they've done, and that's just dump the ball short. But they got to come up and make better tackle, and they've been giving the Cats too much yak yardage after. But now is the time where Bo Levi, Mitchell, with a good strong arm, might start launching it down the field. Haven't really seen Bo Levi push the ball down the field at all this game.
No, that's true. Stampeders 38, the Cats 26, 3 touchdowns from Dedrick Mills. E.J. Walker finished off a drive with a plunge.
Yeah, Dedrick's run very hard. He's looked fresh, got north-south. He's had an excellent game. 17 carries, 94 yards.
Yeah, that's productivity.
And they've been tough, tough yards where he's had to carry a couple of guys on his back.
Stampeders will kick off.
Well, Cats have had one big return. Can't have them have another.
No. Wooden is deep. Just the guy that pulled it off. Stands inside the 10. Shadows coming on the field, and that wind blew the ball off the tee.
That's about the fifth time this game the ball's been blown off the tee.
And wind coming in from the north. Those 8 Grey Cup flags in the northeast are fluttering.
Yeah, there's been a wind this entire game, Mark.
This time it stays on the tee as Renny Paredes addresses and kicks it downfield. To the far side where Whitten runs over, tracks and catches. Has the ball at 10, 15, at the 20, at the 30. Breaks a tackle, 40, up to the 50-yard line. Before he is brought down, he was flying hard on the tackle.
He's got no fear. He's only 5'7", 175 pounds, but he just goes and, you know, runs straight up. He doesn't shuffle his feet, just goes north-south, full tilt, waits till he's hit. So good returns by the Ticats.
Brandon Arnold on the tackle. Ball's at the 48-yard line. So Bo Levi Mitchell leads the way. Ticats down by a dozen. Mitchell goes to the air. Mitchell dancing in the pocket. Throws across the ground underneath, and it's in and out of the hands of White. Incomplete. I think he looked upfield, Greg, at the end zone before he had the ball.
Well, he's doing that crossing route, and yeah, it was a well-thrown football by Bollea, or hit him right in the eyeballs, but his eyeballs were going not at the ball, down the field, and that's why he dropped it.
Second down and 10 at the 48-yard line. Clock runs. The clock about to start running upon the snap of the ball. 2:03 remaining. Mitchell in the backfield yelling out instructions. Now the snap back to Mitchell. Mitchell in the gun, dancing, comes to the line of scrimmage, fires it downfield, and that is broken up. Nice play by Webb, the safety, to step in front of the target, Lawler.
Yeah, you want to be deepest man, you're the safety. Good job by the 5'11", 205-pounder. He just kind of kept his distance there, and then when he saw Bo Levi step up, kind of anticipated the throw, came out and made the good strip.
Well, Webb was all CFL last year. Stampeders were aggressive in signing free agents, and he's one of them. Third down and 10 yards to go for the Tiger Cats at their 48-yard line. Let's see what they do here. This may be your ball game right here. They load up the line of scrimmage. Mitchell takes the snap. Mitchell back, throwing a long out to the near side. Going up is Bridges, batted away by Adrian Green, who broke it up in the secondary. And it's a turnover on downs as the Stampeders secondary stands tall in the stretch, late stretches of this game.
Yeah, Adrian Green's played a really good game. He's playing that wide side corner, hasn't had his guy open all game against some very good receivers. He was right there that time, made the strip. You're right, I think that could be the game.
Being a free agent, another one of them, signed from the BC Lions. 3 years there. 1 minute, 50 seconds remain. Ball turns over and down. Stamps 38, Cats 26. They're at the 49-yard line of Hamilton. Big Quincy Vaughn in the game to act as a tight end right. Had tied up his shoe, now takes the ball. And gives it to Antwi. Hesitation move, goes through the left side of the line. Gets to about the 45-yard line. Falls down.
I have to comment on the offensive line and the run. They have pushed back that defensive line. Really done a good job and played an excellent game. The whole offensive line kept Vernon Adams. It's always good. It's Vernon Adams. He can get out of pressure. But a couple of times, he's had lots of time to throw the football. I think our offensive line has played very well tonight.
Well, in a season of change, that's one spot they had stability. Second down and 7 at the 45. Clock moves. 1:33, 1:32. Antwi again in the backfield. And he'll get the call. Finds a hole left side. Breaks one tackle. Pushes ahead inside the 40, about the 39.